Hi everyone, this is Kevin. Today is Friday, January 22nd. At the very beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, electric boat was designated by the government as part of our nation's critical infrastructure, and that meant a designation that came with an expectation to maintain a consistent and normal operation. And throughout the pandemic, as you all know, we've taken a lot of steps to try and keep everybody safe while we maintained our operational performance while meeting all of the goals that we had over that period of time. And as I continue to say with some pride, and I hope you guys feel the pride too, the EB team delivered on all of its commitments, and we've had a very successful year in the face of some really unprecedented challenges. So we've remained in contact with public health officials and leaders in both states during this public health crisis. And recently, I had the opportunity to talk with both governors about our ability to vaccinate our own workforce. We have the ability to vaccinate all of our employees without putting any additional strain on the public health infrastructure of our surrounding communities. And that's a fact that I think is very important. We've acquired additional refrigeration capacity and have experience in broad vaccination campaigns, and many of you took that opportunity to get a flu vaccine this year. So our medical staff provides flu vaccines to thousands of our employees every year. We know how to do this, and that was the message I wanted to provide to the governors, to make sure that they knew we were ready, and that if they had vaccine available to give to us, that we could do that without impacting the rest of the state infrastructure and limited staff resources. So we want to talk a little bit about what we're doing to stay prepared for the vaccine if and when it becomes available. And today I'm joined by Andrew Bond, our Vice President of Human Resources, and he also has under his purview our medical team. Andrew, maybe you can talk a little bit about our team's preps and when we might expect to get access to the doses here at EB. So can you tell us about the vaccines that are approved to vaccinate against COVID-19?
Thanks for having me, Kevin. Two vaccines are available by the FDA for emergency use. One is manufactured by Moderna, and the other is manufactured by Pfizer, and both require two doses to provide protection against COVID-19.
So let's talk a little bit about this. I mean, from your perspective and everything we've done, are we ready to vaccinate our workforce?
Absolutely. We're ready to receive and vaccinate our staff as soon as we are given the vaccine. As you just mentioned, our medical staff has experience in conducting broad vaccination campaigns, and we have additional storage capacity to allow us to store either the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine. As you may have heard, the Pfizer vaccine requires low temperature storage, and we've acquired freezers that will allow us to do that. That said, vaccines are being rolled out to first responders and vulnerable populations first. That's known as phase 1A. Essential manufacturing personnel, like our tradespeople at Electric Boat, are considered part of phase 1B. These personnel meet the criteria of being part of an essential industry and do not have the ability to work more than 6 feet apart. Phase 1B is large in both states, and while some of our folks qualify according to the criteria I've outlined, other populations, such as those that are 75 and older and those that are between 16 and 64 with a comorbidity or a condition that puts them at additional risk, such as cardiovascular disease, are being prioritized ahead of our workforce. It's really important to point out that each state is doing things a little differently, so it's difficult to make absolute statements right now.
So some of the employees we've got here meet those criteria you just mentioned and can get vaccinated sooner. Let's talk a little bit about how they go about doing that.
Certainly. Anyone who is 75 or older or has one of those comorbidities like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, or an immune disorder, for example, should contact their healthcare provider immediately to see if they're eligible. And again, each state is handling things differently, so your personal healthcare provider is really the best source of information on your personal eligibility.
So I'm going to ask the question I think that everybody's curious about. When can we expect to get access to the vaccine here at EB?
The short answer is we're not exactly sure. But as you said before, we know leadership in each state is working as quickly as they can to get the vaccine deployed.
And how will we deploy it once we get it?
The states have asked us to evaluate our staff and prioritize those who can't easily socially distance. And naturally, that means our operations workforce to start. And as I mentioned, at the same time, the states are prioritizing vaccinations in other ways, such as age and the comorbidities. So our employees meeting these criteria could get vaccinated via public health providers who are initially focusing on those, and we will focus our efforts on those who can't easily socially distance. As the vaccination campaign continues into later phases and we receive additional doses, that will allow us to broaden into other EB populations.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. And hopefully this helps answer what we're doing to get ready. So over the next couple of days, your manager will come and ask whether or not you would like to get a COVID vaccine if one was offered. That doesn't mean we have them. That's just simply trying to take a poll to understand our folks' interest in getting the vaccine. Our medical team can then use that information to determine how many people want access to the vaccine, and then how we will need to coordinate with the state to make sure that we get the right number of vaccines. The information that we're going to gather in terms of who's interested is not intended to do anything other than plan. So I want you to participate in that poll and then just give an honest answer as to whether or not you want to participate. The thing I don't want to have us guilty of is saying that we need an unusual number, say 20,000 doses, and we only end up using half of them because some of our people may not be interested in a vaccine. I think that would end up depriving the community of vaccines that could be put to better use. And so that's why we want to be careful and why we're taking the poll. So I hope everybody can rest a little easier that we are very much interested in getting the vaccines in EB people's arms as soon as possible. But please continue to keep yourselves, your coworkers, and your families safe. That means wearing a mask, washing your hands, and maintaining a safe distance from others when you can. And if you're sick, please don't come to work. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again and keep you posted.